How did you enjoy this interview? Was it casual for you enough?
Yes, Kaz, it was a casual interview, but very productive and very informative. So yeah. I applaud you for being relevant and doing this casual conversation and having me as a guest on your show.
It was a positive thing. It was very fruitful. I like to be interviewed. Things come out of me that I didn't know were there. I didn't ever express them in that way, and now I do.
It helped me to become very comfortable in front of a camera, speaking in front of people. You gave me an incredible experience, and it was a very casual, comfortable conversation today.
Awesome.
Kaz, wish you well with this venture. Now I probably got to watch all the episodes that you made, see if there's...
Binge watch. Really, it was a lot of fun. It was great to get to know you on a deeper level and get to know the amazing person that Kaz is. So thank you for having me on your show. I really, really enjoyed it. I can see your heart is real too, and right, like energy attracts like energy. So thank you for having me on your show.
You know what I think of that comment? Wow.
Yeah.
Hello again, everyone. It's Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations, a program where we learn about different people from around the world who are very important to our world and have information to share with us that'll help you in your life and help you actually your business grow. In this case, we have a series on entrepreneurs, and her name is Shirley Perinsky. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Kaz. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your show.
I'm so glad you're on. And S&G Cleaning Services is your business that you have right now. But tell us about your background a little bit, where the idea came about and what you did beforehand, because I think people would love to hear your background.
Yeah. So I grew up in Brazil. I went to college for marketing. At the age of 19, I opened up a marketing research company with a partner right before 9/11. I sold the company in Brazil. I came to the country and I bought my mom's cleaning lady business. It was not a business. It was more like a cleaning lady type of setup. And then since then, I've been applying everything that I know about business and marketing to just establish a professional cleaning company.
Wow. And I know your success recently has really grown. I don't know if it's part to do with COVID or is it all the factors, everything you put together, like, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to get a business to a certain threshold and like take off. So you feel like you've taken off recently or a while ago? How did that work?
No, everything I do is on purpose and with planning. So I got a lot of help of SBA score. I got a lot of help of many associations, chambers of commerce. And anytime I have access to business advice and planning, that's what I do. I plan my next 5 years. I plan my next 3 years. And then, of course, as things happen with the economy, with around you, you can modify that plan. But nothing is by accident. Everything has to be carefully planned. And so I think that is the secret.
No, I think planning is key to entrepreneurs because, you know, I was trying to say, you know, certain times, things like the pandemic affect certain businesses in a bad way, certain businesses in a good way. And, you know, sometimes these forces just come together and people think it's just magically like that. But, you know, you have to constantly keep going after customers. You have to treat them nice. You have to do all those things to continue your growth in the business. And I know one thing, your business make things happen very fast. This is a little video on the show, okay? And some people think, you know, when you hire a cleaning service, they can do things very quickly. But check this out. This is a fun little video which shows how quickly, you know, your folks work. But it's compressed in time, but it shows you all the things that you know, some of the things are done in a commercial environment. So check this out. This is really
cool. It's a fun video.
Hey, it's Kaz. Thanks for listening to the Casual Conversations podcast. And I just want to let you know that a video version of the same podcast is available on youtube.com/KazTV. That's CAZTV. So check out other episodes of Casual Conversations. There's many available. Have a great day. Like, what are some of the things that, you know, how do you acquire employees? Because, you know, this is a business where, you know, safety, security is an issue. You know, you got people going to, you know, employees going to people's homes. you know, first, how do you go about acquiring employees and, you know, maintaining, you know, morale and, you know, as things change?
First of all, we have to heavily advertise so we get a really big pool of candidates interested in the job. So that's number one. Then we pre-screen them to see if they love cleaning. If they don't love cleaning, they cannot just be here for the paycheck. It doesn't work. So we have to make sure they love cleaning as much as we do in here. And then they're hiring, they go to training. Then we have managers that will nurture them throughout the process to make sure the onboarding, the training, the relationship with their colleagues, it's really happening the way we plan, because everybody has to be set for success. Of course, we do major things like background checking, make sure they don't have criminal records and things like that, because we're going to place them in people's home. And most of the people are people that I know through the chambers. I know personally. It's realtors. It's, you know, family members and things like that. We want to make sure everybody is pre-screened. And then we train them with the manuals from the International House Cleaning Association and Commercial Cleaning Association, which has a very strict manual. And then they go through a series of tests. And after 2 weeks, they will be ready to go and clean your office or your home. And we host monthly meetings, big breakfast, big, you know, award ceremony for them to really motivate them to still stay on track. So that is what I do. But we have throughout the years, we have many parties and things like that that keeps them feeling that they belong to SNG Cleaning Services family. I have a family of employees and a family of clients, and they know that this is a family-owned business. So we keep everything together that way.
Well, Shirley, I'm glad you joined our family here at Casual Conversations. Glad to have you join our family. And, you know, sgcleanme.com is the website where you can go to find out everything about the business of SNG Cleaning Services. And let's show you another cool little video, which shows you about the people we just saw, some of the people you talked about. But here's some more sort of in-depth look at what they actually
That's my
do.
Superheroes.
Superheroes. Yeah, very cool. Where's your superhero cape, Shirley? Come on.
I forgot.
You forgot it? Okay. We have to have you back so you come back at a cleaning superhero. So check out this video. It's really super to watch. Bye.
Here's a story about S&G Cleaning Services with a spotless reputation since 1987. It's stress-free cleaning services that give you back hours of valuable time. S&G Cleaning Reliable super employees are trained using the latest equipment, products, and cleaning techniques. Plus, S&G Cleaning is insured and bonded. So go to sngcleanme.com or call 908-722-9254 to set up your cleaning and start planning what to do with your free time.
I was waiting for them to, like, take off, you know, fly off into the sky.
I didn't train them to do that yet. That's next.
I guess they'll fly. Yeah, you can fly in a drone. Yeah. But so let's go into the commercial side of your services because, you know, people at home need that holidays, any time of the year, cleaning service. But about commercial, what do you do on the commercial side?
Yeah, commercial side, we are also full service. So we do janitorial service, which is your just regular office cleaning. We do major sanitizing and, you know, now especially with COVID. But even before COVID, we've been doing this since 2011. So when COVID hit, we already were, we had the equipment and the supplies to just come in and take care of any virus, any problems with the virus, any contamination. We do floor strip and wax, carpet cleaning, windows cleaning, you just name it, like in terms of cleaning offices, churches, medical offices, schools, and we do it all. We have excellent night crew. Most of the business, we just have the alarm code, the key, and they are super responsible.
Wow, no, that's great. What advice? I know you also do coaching. of people how to succeed in business as their own entrepreneurs. So tell us about that as well. You know, you've taken your experience over years, what worked, hasn't worked, and I'm sure it's very helpful to people who are starting out and trying to do, you know, entrepreneurship on their own. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my first advice is really to get a business coach. Not many people know that that help is available for free at SBA Score. They will assign you a coach to get the first steps, the financial advice. That's very important. If you don't want to lose the little money you have to start the business, you need to have a financial advice as well as a marketing advice. And put that plan in place. You can start with a 1 year plan, 2 year plan, and then, you know, really do what you say you're gonna do, because plan itself doesn't work magic. You just need to do the work. And being entrepreneur, a business owners, it's a lot of work, and there's no resting until you see that business taking off, which takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years usually.
Well, that's true. I mean, I do video and marketing, you know, interviews and commercials and infomercials, and, you know, clients change, times change, demands change, and you have to be able to adapt to all that. But you have to have a history of what kind of worked in the past and hasn't worked in the past. So what kind of feedback do you get from clients that you've helped, you know, get success on their own?
Like, cleaning is not exact science. Like, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. So cleaning is subject to the person and their expectations. So we put a very clear x-ray when we do an estimate. We tell you exactly what to expect. But even though we do that, sometimes you have some clients that they have expectations that from their previous experience or whatever it is, we need to be great communicators, and I think that is the most important tool that any business can have. It's to be as clear as water, great communicator, make sure you and your client are in the same page. The feedback sometimes is not so great because sometimes we miss a ball or two. And what do? We go back there and we fix it, and we fix it for free. And we give them more than what they expect, because that's just what I believe.
Yeah.
We have, you know, 95% 4 and 5 stars rating on Google, mostly 5 stars. But if I don't want anyone not to be happy with the business that they pay for, that they are counting on, and that's, we are very serious about quality. We have a software that just tracks our score on all social medias.
Wow.
Our cleaners get a raise and bonus based on their quality score. So that's cool about it.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, if you hear it from the client, you know, the end result of their work, it reflects not only on your company, SNG Cleaning, but also reflects on themselves. And I'm sure their morale is boosted, you know, and, you know, they can show other people that, look, you know, they, what I did, a great job. And it's nothing best than hearing, hey, you did a great job, and I'd like to have you back for more, being appreciated. I mean, that's, I think, you know, most people would like for the hard work that they do, right?
Yeah. And our clients and employees know that our employees get paid by performance. I don't have 2 employees that makes the same money. It's paid by their performance, meaning they need to meet efficiency with quality. So if anybody thinks cleaning service is easy, it's not easy. To be a cleaner, especially working for SNG Cleaning, you have to really perform, you know, and know and be very knowledgeable about cleaning. So we are very proud of that.
Well, it's cleaning, it's products also. I mean,
materials.
You have to know what's safe and not safe. I guess, you know, like the safety, you know, in cleaning products. Do you offer also a service where you provide products for customers, or you do it the actual service?
100%. We provide all the the products needed for any job. And if the client wants something else, like we had to order a product in Canada because that's what they want, and we use that product because that's what they want. But mostly 99.9% we use our products, which they are all high grade products.
Wow. So what, tell me some feedback you received from your customers. What do they say to you? You know, because sometimes, you know, they maybe not want to say to the person doing the work, but you hear another channel coming back to you that how they did, you know, the positive results that you get from people. Can you recall a story or two?
I have one holiday story, which a Masonic lodge had an installation this past Saturday, and their cleaner got sick and could not perform. And it was a 6,000 square foot Masonic lodge. And they call us and they say the installation of the new members is on Saturday morning. We had our Christmas party on Friday night, and that was Thursday night. And I had a meeting with my people, and I just say, can we help this lodge? Like, I was heartbroken to see, you know, how they were so much in need. My people didn't blink. They got a crew together, and they went all night working, and they cleaned the Masonic lodge. And then they came back to work in the morning and work all day. And then we had our party at night. And so I got a phone call yesterday that they were very happy with the cleaning, and they want to sign up for a recurring service because, you know, they can't rely on that janitor that's been with them forever. And now maybe he's not able to perform as much as he did in the past. So this was a very rewarding feedback for me. For my crews, we did this for love. And cleaning, as people know more and more, is a necessity. It's not just a luxury. It's a necessity more than ever. And we are very happy to do that job and to be proud of it now. Never we were recognized as superheroes like we are now.
Yeah. No, I you know, if you need the superheroes, sgcleanme.com is where you go to find out. You'll see more superhero videos there, I think, also. There might be more coming soon. You never know. You got to keep looking. Keep an eye on social media. The superheroes appear anywhere. They do all kinds of things, showing what they all can do. Shirley, one of the questions I always ask, I like to ask the guest is, like, you know, it's a business. You do that. But personally, how do you feel, like, inside in your heart and soul, like, if you – you know, you did an outstanding performance. How does that make you feel? You know, either your employees did it or as a company, how does that make you feel inside, you know, after all those years of just having customers? But, you know, how do you personally feel about
that? I always feel very grateful and accomplished. But lately, in the later years, the past couple of years, we've been sharing part of our profit to nonprofits. So we work for cleaning for a reason. We clean house for a woman undergoing treatment for cancer for free. So while they are in chemotherapy, we go there, perform the cleaning. When they come home to a clean home. And that is my reward. That's what makes me more proud. We clean shelters. We clean many other facilities that I'm not allowed to talk about it, but it's all to help people in need and to give back to our community. There's never been a time that I felt so much more proud of this business like I do now, because I can give it back.
Right. Now that's I think a positive point, you know, most businesses are out to make money, people think, but giving back is all part of the whole cycle, sort of business and life, because, you know, the point is, if you give something back, something nice is going to come back to you somewhere. You know, that's what I think it is. But, you know, it's not about yourself. It's about sharing and giving back to the community, because the community will be there when they, you know, when you need them.
And this is where, when I was 19, all I could see in front of me was money signs. Like, it was not dollars in Brazil, it was reais. And, but the money sign was like my motivator. And when you get the money, you get the people, you build that secondary family, and you have everything that you always could wish for, what else are you going to do? And the purpose for us to be here is to really give it back. I don't think no business will be complete unless you find that purpose. And I feel Somerset County, especially because I'm very close, and now Hunterdon County, our business owners are givers. And that's why I align myself with them, because we together, we do a lot to help our communities.
Yeah, those counties are in New Jersey, by the way, in the United States. If anyone is wondering where those counties are, they're beautiful, wonderful counties, right in the central part of New Jersey, in the USA.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, very wonderful. You know, outdoors are beautiful, plenty of places to go, and lots of people who live here and share their lives together and share each other's rewards with themselves and others. So if someone never heard of S&G Cleaning Services, Shirley, in like a few sentences, how would you describe the company? Like, I've never heard of it. Tell me about S&G. A little elevator speech, sort of quick, and go ahead. Let's see what you got.
Wow, you got me by surprise. But it's my mission and my vision for the company was always to make my employees happy. And I believe if you make your employees happy, they'll make your clients happy. There's no doubt it.
That's it.
It's very simple, and it's very profound, happy. Because God, it's not easy to make people happy.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. You'll find something that they want to, you know, contribute to.
You can work your whole life just with that vision.
That's true. It's very nice. Hey, so one more question. What was it like being as a guest on Casual Conversations here? What do you think about you?
I think it's relaxed. Like, I am sitting here in my office, and, you know, I have my feet up. Like, my feet's up, you know? And it's very relaxing. It's just talking to a friend. I think everybody should do it if you invite them.
Yeah, sure. You know, if you have some people you want to suggest, we've talked about some before, feel free. Maybe we'll have like, you know, three people talking four at once. You know, just like to share information. You know, in this case, we talked a lot about entrepreneurship and starting a business, you know, but also, you know, we learned about you as well, you know, about your background, where you're from. And, you know, everybody has a grounding that they're from, and then that's why they want to do these other things. You know, so it's nice to find out about that about you.
Yeah, since the tax season is coming, you should invite a bookkeeper, a friend of mine that I help coach. She has a great business and is very relevant now.
No, terrific. Any final words about that you'd like to say before we end this podcast? And
I think it's essential in those hard times. It's still hard that we keep positive. We keep aligned with people that are in the same page, that are thinking positive. Yeah. You know, do not allow yourself to ever be negative, because that will attract more negative for your business, for your life. So, you know, if I'm even sad for an hour, you know, I allowed myself for that 1 hour and say, that's it, you're done. Now we're going to be happy again. And just let's think about the solution. Let's stop focus so much on the problems. And sometimes we get, you know, carried away with all the news and everything, but let's keep our eye on the prize.
No, that's true. And, one of the great solutions for your cleaning services, sgcleanme.com is where you go. Shirley be happy to help you with any solution that you need, and you know, help you through that. Also, she'll help you, you know, develop your business plan if you need help with that. And she's wonderful with that. And from Somerset County to Hunterdon County, New Jersey, hey, give her a call. Maybe she'll fly out and help you out. Who knows?
Well, you know, it's so simple. 90% of our estimates is over the phone. We have a salesperson that it's full-time in there. She has a calculator. She interviews you for 3 minutes and give you a quote. So it's very simple to get a quote.
That's wonderful. Shirley, thank you very much for being a guest on Casual Conversations. It's been enlightening hearing your information, your story, and feel free to talk to anybody else you want to have a casual conversation, not just me, okay?
Thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's Kaz. Thanks for listening to the Casual Conversations podcast. And I just want to let you know that a video version of the same podcast is available on youtube.com/KazTV. That's CAZTV. So check out other episodes of Casual Conversations. There's many available. Have a great day.